Now what?
I want to talk about my kids.
Yes?
I've got three kids, a 19-year-old daughter and twins, a boy-girl twin that are 7 years old. And they're the ones that I need some help with. I divorced their mom when they were two and have been doing the visitation thing. She would prefer to have me out of their life and just not be there. It makes it very challenging for me to talk with their teachers or do visitation or do anything involving them.
Not a possible thing because all relationships are eternal, so you cannot get out even if she ran over you with a truck.
Well, I've never felt any particular bonding with any of my kids. And so it's a difficult thing for me to do anyhow, even if she wasn't a strong current to go against.
What is it you're wanting then? If you don't feel a strong attraction, what is this about? Obligation?
Yes.
Or what society says you should feel?
Well, there's two aspects of it. One is my son is autistic, and part of his obligation is a lot there that I feel responsible, that I feel guilty if I back out from. The second is I say, okay, these kids are in my life for a reason. Maybe there's some healing that I need to do about myself that I will accomplish as I figure out how to bond with them. But frankly, apart from those two ideas, the thought that feels better is to just not be much of a presence
in
their life.
Well, here's the reason that we ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a natural desire, when the impulse is there to do something and you do it, then energy is all in alignment,
mm-hmm.
everything unfolds lovely, and everyone who's involved in it knows the perfection of the moment. But when your logic says, I should do something, I'm obligated, but in truth I do not want to, now there's contradiction in your energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you use your willpower to make yourself do it, and all you do is invite everybody else in on the battle that's going on inside of you. And it is not a pleasant experience for anyone. So to be very blunt about this, we would say to you, relative to anything, if you will make a decision that you'll get together with your children on a really, 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 really regular basis as long as you are feeling good in the process.
I really wouldn't see them much at all. It's mostly out of either obligation or the sense that there's a gift in here for me if I persist.
There's no gift under those conditions. Because when you take action, when your energy is scattered, what happens is there's an amplification on whatever the energy is, so it gets bigger. So it is conceivable that there could ultimately be a stronger rocket of desire. But what's actually happening in that moment is only an exaggeration or an exacerbation of contradicted energy.
How can I turn around my disconnect with them and develop more of a bonding with them so that it isn't out of obligation, but it's more out of a genuine loving and caring for them?
Well, it starts right there. In other words, that desire did not come out of nowhere. That desire was born out of the contrast that you've been living. That speaks to who you really are. In other words, you are an uplifter. You are wanting to be of value. But we think what's happening here, and part of it, you cannot separate your relationship with your children from the relationship with their mother. In other words, you can't separate the relationship with their mother from the way their mother has felt about you or the way you've, in other words, these are complicated issues. You've picked things up along your physical trail, one thing at a time, and it's usually not a fast and easy unraveling of all of that, nor is it necessary to go back and unravel every detail of it. But the thing that we're wanting to give to you here is that you are not standing in an inappropriate place. In other words, there is no right or wrong to the relationship that you have with your children, and no one outside of you can make the decision about that. But what we're hearing from you, what we heard very clearly from you, is I want a different relationship. I want to have a relationship, and I want to have it come from my connected self. In other words, I want it to be the relationship that I have with them. I want to be beneficial to all of us.
Yes, it's coming out of obligation. It sucks.
Good. It is of no value. So as that desire is born within you, now what you're wanting to do is find some pieces of visualization that match that. So just reach for some vision, some little piece of something. You might be able to tie on the tail of something that you've already lived, or you might have to make it up altogether. But try to manufacture a picture of a moment in time that feels sort of satisfying in the way that vision or that desire does that you just expressed. other words, don't try to make the whole relationship perfect. Just pick a moment in time and try to find that feeling within it.
There's a part of me, I think, that's afraid to make that bonding. And I don't know.
Well, we're not asking you to make the bonding. We're not asking you to call them or go there. All we're asking you to do is to reach for a vision for the purpose of moving energy. In other words, this isn't about going there. Okay. This is about trying to find a thought that matches a desire that you just gave birth to. Now, you see, it's natural. And it's a very good example that you're offering here. Can you feel what's happening with him? He gave birth to this rocket of desire, and it is not familiar. In other words, this is so much more familiar. So much more familiar that you actually say, I'm actually afraid to go there. In other words, this is really uncharted territory for me. This is much more familiar. Mm-hmm. It's easier for me to feel obligation. It's easier for me to feel frustration. It's easier for me to feel worry or concern or have no thought at all about it. But to find a thought that matches the desire I have just expressed, that's going to take a little work.
Okay, I've had a few. And last week I was with them for a couple of days visitation. And I took them to a little street fair carnival thing. And we did the rides and the merry-go-round and the bumper cars. And on the Ferris wheel, at first Michael was afraid of it and didn't want to go. But as the day wore on, he got more and more intrigued with it. And finally he wanted to go on it. And he was thrilled. And as we went over the top, he looked down at his sister Jackie and waved to her, and he was very excited.
Right.
It was a very thrilling moment for me.
Yes, for you. He was thrilled and you were thrilled too. That's a perfect touchstone. Now stay there and milk it a little more. In other words, reach for a little more within it. Derive more pleasure from that moment. In other words, even if those moments are brief, play that moment over and over and over in your mind. Use it as a touchstone. Use it as a way to cause your energy to vibrate, because that feeling then, and the way you expressed it now, and the way you felt now as you expressed it, are a perfect vibrational match to the desire that you have just given to us verbally. And so, milk it or reach for another thought like it. No right or wrong here. In other words, it doesn't matter. Just ramble.
Well,
you see, we want to give you something that we think will help you. We can feel the alignment of you relative to that moment in time. And it is a powerful, conscious acknowledgement of your desire and the well-being of these children. And we think the fear that you hold is that as you look into their life experience, or even into your own, you can't find all that many matches to that good feeling.
That's true.
And as every fiber of your being, from that non-physical you, even to the you that consciously has been evolving here in this physical body, there is nothing that you want more than for the well-being of these children. But you feel out of control about making it happen. And so there's a part of you that does not even want to play the game.
Just give up, yeah.
Because even the relationship with your mate feels out of control, you see. And that's why so often when we're visiting with someone who has concern about someone else that they love, we always say, we're not giving you this so that you can fix anything out there. All we're wanting to help you do is to achieve alignment between you and you, and everything else takes care of itself, you see. So we would like to ease within you your sense of wrongdoing about any of that. We'd like to ease within you your sense of anybody's wrongdoing within that. And instead, we'd like to call your attention to this magnificent platform where you stand. In other words, all kinds of contrasting things are giving birth to all kinds of desires, even relative to this specific subject of your children. And when that happens, and it will happen a lot now that you're on a roll with this, when that happens, just reach for the idea and then try to find the feeling place of that idea. You get an idea of what we mean by the feeling place of it? In other words, you felt just now the resonance between the idea that you verbalized that you couldn't feel around for a while, and then when you found the piece that fit it, you felt everything line up within you, didn't you?
Yeah, there's just very few of them to think about. It's not like I have a whole array to
keep thinking. That's because you're not finding them along your physical trail that's already manifested. You are the creator of them. In other words, it's through your ability to envision. And we gave you a very key thing here as we said to you, we're not asking you to go there. We're not asking you to say something to them or to change the way your relationship is actually appearing on the outer surface with anyone. We're only asking you to reach for visions in your mind that feel good from time to time. And as you reach for the vision and you find it feeling more and more familiar, what begins to happen is that the law of attraction, or that incredible manager, begins to orchestrate more rendezvous so that the timing is better. In other words, these kids could be having a hard time. They might have a teacher that's a catalyst to disconnection. Their mother might be having a bad day. They might be bickering with one another. All kinds of things could be happening that could cause them to be in a state of disconnection, and it's your assigned day to pick them up. But the manager is working full-time, overtime, all time for you. And because you've been holding these visions of delicious, wonderful encounters, and even though you only found one and you just played it over and over and over and over and over and over again, it's what this relationship has become to you. It became more familiar even than what you've been living or what you have lived over the last years. What happens is the manager does not bring them to you under those conditions. Something happens. And when they come, they must be a vibrational match. Or you don't even notice the things that don't match it, and you notice the things that do.
And I've been forcing it when it was a scheduled visitation and it fell apart.
Most people do that because you believe that you should keep your obligations. It's sort of the difference between a family reunion where everybody's miserable and a spontaneous dropping in that the manager organizes. In other words, you have these meetings with people. If you are following your impulse is always taking you right to the thing that's a vibrational match to you. Now, that's why it's really helpful to be visualizing things that please you so that when the universe gives you the impulse that what lines up are things that are pleasing. But when you do things out of responsibility, when you do things because you should, then what happens is you walk into all kinds of things that are not vibrationally ready for you, you see. And so what happens is your children naturally want to be joyful. Naturally want to be joyful. And as they begin to see you discovering more and more of that, then you begin bonding with them at the true level of all of your beings, you see. And it is our absolute expectation that these relationships, which are just now beginning for you on a conscious level, are fast becoming dramatic, satisfying, deep, penetrating relationships. You'll look back on this in years gone by and you'll wonder how it was ever not always like it is now and like it is becoming, you see. And so if we go back to what you were saying to us at the beginning, when you were saying, I don't even want that, we say, we think it is very clear not only that you want it, but that you want it a very great deal. And we think the contradiction within you was more like, I want something I can't have, so I'm just not going to beat myself up by trying to keep wanting something that there's no way of getting to.
I don't want it the way it's been. I want it in the way I'm visualizing it now.
You want it from the inside out.
Yeah.
You want to attune to source energy and then attract them to you.
Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
Indeed.